Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome back, Steve Grzanich. How was the time off, Steve?
It was very nice. Was able to sleep in a few mornings, and that's always really good.
Yeah, don't rub it in. And what's the dog update, by the way?
Well, you know, on our journey, sometimes the road is winding, and the outcome is not generally what we think sometimes.
Uh-oh.
So I did get a puppy, but he's living with my sister because she needed him a little bit more than I do right now.
Well, that sounds like you were guilty of a nice deed.
Yeah. You know, my sister has had just an awful year. She's been teaching in person for the last year, and she's retiring in a couple of weeks. And we had planned to get puppies together. She wanted to start this new chapter of her life with a puppy. And so one did not become available for her. And when she saw the puppy I was getting, she was in love immediately. And I saw that. And so I'm going to wait and get one later, and I let her have this one.
Now look at you. Yeah. So, but you are going to get a pup.
I am, and I still have this one. I mean, he's my nephew. We named him Abe, and he's doing really well. He's already housebroken, according to my sister, and already training well in the crate, and so they're off to a wonderful start.
You're setting a very bad precedent for family relations for the rest of us here in our families.
My sister is the rock of our family.
That's
and,
nice.
She has been, when I saw her for the first time in a year last week, I saw immediately that she was a different person. And when she saw the puppy and was with me to pick him out, she just changed into a happy person again. And so I'm like, this is an easy decision.
Yeah, that's great. That's got to make you feel good too.
It does. I felt really good about the decision. And of course, I had him for 3 days, and even with her around, he was more in love with her than he was with me. It was pretty obvious what was going on, so I just stepped out of the way.
I thought you were going to say, I had the pup for 3 days and it was really hard to give the dog up.
Well, it was. I'm telling you, it was a hard decision in terms of like giving him up because we had started to bond. But
yeah, I bet.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, I'm glad that I did it because I've never seen my sister more happy, at least in recent years.
That's very cool. Yeah. And you'll get your pup.
Yeah, it looks like maybe September or October. I'll have another opportunity.
People are still texting us about the problem you had with your phone. Let's see. This is for Steve G. When you attempt the iOS update, is your phone on your Wi-Fi network at home? And is the phone plugged into the charger? And is the battery charge over 50%? I make sure my phone is charged over 80% to be safe on Wi-Fi and the charger plugged in before attempting an iOS update. I have an iPhone 7 Plus, and it's up to date. Did you ever clear up that problem?
I did not. It's still having the problem, and it's getting worse. My Bluetooth, it's not working with some things that I use with Bluetooth. And I just think that not having that new operating system, I did try that listener's advice and even held the phone above my head and danced a little bit, and it didn't work at all. Still didn't work.
Well, maybe you can get your next dog from the Genius Bar, and the dog will help solve the problem.